Wednesday morning in Wisconsin. This is Up North News. I'm Pat Wrightlow, joined now by State Representative Sarah Rodriguez, who perhaps in just over 80 days will have a different title instead of Lieutenant Governor of the state of Wisconsin, depending on how things go in November. Representative Rodriguez, good morning. Thank you for being here.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
You were the winner of the primary for Lieutenant Governor last week in Wisconsin. Again, to explain to folks who might not know, in Wisconsin, the governor and Lieutenant Governor do not run as running mates ahead of the primary. The winner of the gubernatorial primary, you know, gets the running mate that he got as Lieutenant Governor. But in your case, that's a really good thing, given the experience and passion that you bring to the ticket. So let's start with just some quick background for our audience on yourself, where you're from, and what you did before you decided to enter the arena.
Sure. So I grew up in Wisconsin. I went to Brookfield East High School, you know, ran away for college for a little bit, but you know, Wisconsin, it draws you back in. I wanted to raise my kids here. I am currently a state representative within the assembly. I represent District 13, and that is the western suburbs of Milwaukee. So mostly Brookfield, Wauwatosa, Elm Grove, West Dallas, and a little bit of Milwaukee. And I flipped that district this last election cycle from red to blue. So the reality is that I know how hard we're going to have to work to make sure that Governor Evers gets reelected this November. We are a purple state. I represent a purple district. And so I do believe I have that experience and insight to make sure that we're listening to all folks across Wisconsin. Prior to being in the assembly, I was a healthcare executive, managed large teams, multi-million dollar budget. So I believe I could be a really good partner to Governor Evers in something as large and complicated as the Wisconsin state government. But for much of my career, and honestly, where my heart really lies is as a public health nurse. And that's the lens that I want to bring to the lieutenant governor's role. And you know, as a clinician, I know that the medicine we give you, the procedures that we do, it is such a tiny fraction of how healthy we are. It is really about where you live, the air you breathe, the water you drink, and whether you have a good paying job to put food on the table and to actually pay for those medications. I am a full-time working mom. I've got two kids in middle school and high school, and you know, you want to get stuff done, you give it to the full-time working mom. She's going to be able to do that, just add that to her plate and make sure it's successful.
What is it that you were seeing that said, well, I'm a full-time mom, a full-time worker. I'm involved in so many other things, but now I want to run for office as well. What was there a particular, you know, trigger or a particular topic, or what was it that you said, I need to do this too?
So when I ran for assembly, I was really the spring election that got me into the assembly. So I was an epidemic intelligence service officer with the Centers for Disease Control. So that means I did outbreak investigations nationally, internationally. And when I saw that the Republicans were playing politics with people's lives with COVID, I was just so frustrated and frankly angry that that was the leadership that was being shown in Wisconsin. So that's when I ran for assembly and ran and won because other people agreed with me. They were disappointed in the type of leadership that the Republicans were showing in the assembly and the Senate.
Coming from Waukesha, I think might raise some eyebrows for folks who don't pay a lot of attention to Wisconsin politics. They think of Waukesha as this deep red county, and it is in many ways, but it's also a very populous county. So along with Milwaukee and Dane, Waukesha County absolutely has a great number of Dems or truly independent voters who can vote either way. So you, from a geographic standpoint, are already bringing a block of voters in who might want to make sure Governor Evers is reelected.
Absolutely. You know, living in Waukesha County, I can tell you that the conversations that I'm having are changing. You know, the people who live here, they may have voted Republican in the past, but the divisive and radical out-of-touch policies that the Republican leadership are promoting today do not align with the values of most Wisconsinites and do not align with the values of the people who I speak with in Waukesha County.
When you heard that Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes was going to be running for U.S. Senate instead, and that Governor Tony Evers would need a running mate, why did you think that that was the next step for you? What is it that you think you are bringing to the ticket that is going to help him fend off an extremely aggressive and well-funded challenge by Tim Michaels?
Yeah. So, you know, when I looked at what we needed in Wisconsin, we did need a strong partner for Governor Evers. And, you know, I've got some big shoes to fill with Lieutenant Governor Barnes. I am ready and willing with his guidance to fill those shoes. So I wanted to make sure that we could bring different perspectives to the ticket. And I believe I bring that perspective, as a full-time working mom, as a nurse, and somebody who's worked in reproductive health care for almost my entire career. You know, with the falling of Roe v. Wade and the antiquated and absolutely terrible 1849 law that we have here in Wisconsin, you know, as a nurse, as a woman, as a mother, I know that these are real people's lives that we are talking about. And so that was another area that I thought I could bring to the conversation and the ticket, because I agree with what over 60% of what Wisconsinites agree with, which is that abortion services should be legal in most or all cases, and it should be a discussion between a woman or a person who's pregnant and their physician. And it shouldn't be something that's left to the legislature to decide, and particularly not this 1849 abortion law, where, you know, women didn't have the right to vote. Women couldn't own property at that point in time. And those are the kind of things that I have to make sure that we continue to talk about in Wisconsin and really highlight how divisive, radical, and out of touch the Republican leadership really is.
You're in the legislature right now, so you will understand the way that I'm going to frame this question, because in my mind, the Republicans sitting on such a massive budget surplus while being on a paid vacation is nothing short of an attempted heist in progress to basically take that money away from better uses and gear it toward tax cuts. Targeted toward the wealthy would be their plan if they could win the governorship and hold on to the legislature. In your mind, what should be done with that surplus now, and what would be your priorities as lieutenant governor for a new state budget?
So Governor Evers had already suggested putting some of that money back into Wisconsinites' pockets. He called a special session to be able to do that, and the Republicans refused to even have a discussion. They just gaveled out within seconds of him calling that special session to be able to actually put money back in people's pockets when we have an inflation and high gas prices today. Secondly, the governor has offered to put a temporary suspension on the gas tax within Wisconsin. That again would put dollars in people's pockets. And the Republican-led legislature is not even willing to respond to that suggestion. They would rather play politics than actually help put money back in people's pockets in Wisconsin. We can do both. We have enough surplus that we can do some targeted tax cuts to lower and middle income people, and also invest in our infrastructure. So invest in our roads, invest in our bridges, invest in our universities. Those are the kind of things that I'm going to be advocating for as Lieutenant Governor alongside Governor Evers to make sure we have a budget and a Wisconsin that works for everybody.
You have seen how Governor Evers has called several special sessions of the legislature to debate some of these very important issues, and has not even been given the courtesy of the lightest amount of debate on this. What is that like as a member of the minority party in the legislature to see how Republican leadership is using its gavel?
It's wildly frustrating. You know, when Governor Evers also called a special session to overturn the 1849 antiquated abortion law within Wisconsin, I was sitting in my seat. All of us, all the Democrats, were sitting in our seats ready to do our job. And we just had one or two Republicans show up and gavel out, which means that all they did was say basically they opened the session and they closed the session without any discussion whatsoever. So here we are sitting ready to do our job, have that discussion with our Republican counterparts, and they refuse to even discuss it at all, have a conversation. That's what I hear from people in Wisconsin, which is They want us to work together. They want us to work together for a better Wisconsin. And the minority party, the Democrats, can't do that if the Republicans refuse to even have a discussion. So that's why we need to make sure we are voting Governor Evers in this November and voting all the way down the ballot to make sure that we have, you know, Democrats within the Assembly and the Senate that will continue to try to work across the aisle.
In terms of the economy, obviously a lot has happened and then a lot can happen starting next year. You've had everything from the CARES Act to the American Rescue Plan, now the Inflation Reduction Act. But the American Rescue Plan funding is what Governor Evers has been using around Wisconsin as economic stimulus. What is next? What is next for you if you're advising Governor Evers as to the best way to continue stimulating and growing the state's economy?
So one of the areas that I'm really interested in is entrepreneurship. And we depending on what kind of statistics you look at across the country, we have one of the lowest rates of opening up small businesses in Wisconsin. And I'm talking about those small businesses that pay for dance lessons and soccer shoes and all of those things. One of the areas that Governor Evers has been very successful with is he has a program for Main Street Bounce Back where people can get $10,000 to be able to open up their business in a vacant storefront on the main street of cities and towns all across Wisconsin. And that has been wildly successful. And so making sure we can expand on programs like that help folks that want to be able to open up their own business, give them a little bit of a boost ahead, and make sure that we are keeping those storefronts on Main Street open so that people can walk down Main Street and see that bustling, vital city that we know we all want to live in.
Sarah Rodriguez, state representative and candidate for lieutenant governor, joining us. Just a couple of minutes left here. So I want to end with our audience up north. Now, what a state assembly rep and candidate from the Milwaukee suburbs is saying on your travels up here. What is it that voters, especially centrist, self-described independent voters, should know about somebody from the southeastern corner of the state before deciding how to vote for lieutenant governor?
So my roots run deep in Wisconsin. You know, my mother grew up on a dairy farm outside of Richland Center and went to a one-room schoolhouse all the way through eighth grade. My uncle owns a small farm outside of St. Croix Falls. And so, you know, I have been going across the state. This is a statewide campaign. And when I speak to folks all across the state, there are commonalities that really unite us, whether that's good schools, making sure people want to stay safe in their communities. But there are specific things that folks in more rural areas find important, which is the water and the environment is something that I hear quite a bit up north, as well as broadband access. And that's something that Governor Evers is working on.
And has quite a record on that as well. Candidate for Lieutenant Governor, Sarah Rodriguez, state rep from the Waukesha Brookfield area. Thank you so much. It was great to visit with you.
All right. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You bet. Have a great day. We'll be back with more after this. You're up north.